Hello guys, and welcome back to Jay's Talk. Good afternoon, happy Sunday to you all. It's your favorite girl and I am back with the latest tea. Now I promised you guys a talk on the latest gist in Nigeria, the hottest trending gist happening in Nigeria. Something important is happening to the nation of Nigeria this week, on Saturday to be precise, and it's the presidential election that is going to be going on. And we have an internet sensation, like that's what I'll call it, because I'll say it's the people's choice. That is Peter Obi. Now, a lot of people do not even know who Peter Obi is. Like, literally, some people do not know why they are voting for Peter Obi, but they are voting for him because it's on the internet and everybody's saying vote for Peter Obi. Their favorite celebrities are saying vote for Peter Obi, and that is the reason why they are all pushing to vote for Peter Obi. Now, I have some very, very special people with me today who are going to be giving us their own views on why they are voting for either Peter Obi, Atiku, or Asiwaju. Now, I'm not saying that any of these candidates are bad. On this podcast, we do not insult. We do not talk bad about these people. We do not talk about bad about anyone. Basically, we're all just trying to understand people's mind and why they are going for what they are going for. We all have an opinion and we all have a choice. That is why we're going to be going on Saturday to go and vote for who we want and who we feel is best for the next to become the next president of Nigeria. Now, I'm going to be allowing them to introduce themselves because, you know, I don't think I'll do justice in introducing them. Now, we have some people who have been on my podcast and are coming back. And it's very, 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 you know, it's interesting because this guy, the last time he was here, he was a single guy. Now he's a father. And, you know, I am so excited to have him again on my podcast. And let's just get into it. Everyone is going to be introducing themselves and then we'll go into the main tea. Yep.
Hi guys, my name is Sugar. Basically, I'm a Nigerian and I love what's good for Nigeria.
Thank you.
Hello guys, my name is Kubiat. I'm a Nigerian as well and hoping for the best for Nigeria.
Thank you.
Hi guys, my name is Kelsey and I'm a Nigerian who still believes in Nigeria.
Thank you.
Hello, good day. My name is Grant.
Okay, that was a short introduction, but thank you guys for coming to my podcast today. My audience are so happy and excited. This is one topic that everybody has been anticipating. Everybody wants to know what is going on. I mean, this is a hot topic in houses. We have husband and wife having deep conversations and agreeing on one thing for the first time in some homes. I'm telling you this, it is incredible. So now when I say why Peter Obi, which I tagged the topic, I sat down and I was thinking, I asked my husband the other day and I said, why are you voting for who you're voting for? And he gave me his own reason. And I asked another person and the other person too gave me his own reason. And I asked someone, he's like, Omo, I'd rather vote for this person than this other person. Now, the conversation is a very deep one. And I want to hear people's view on why they are voting for whoever they are voting for. Now, we have three amazing candidates. I all call them amazing because they've done different good things for Nigeria at some point of their careers. So we cannot discredit the fact that they did something good for Nigeria. But right now, as Nigerians, with this present situation at hand, we all have a choice and we are choosing someone else other than whoever we're not choosing. So I want to know why you're choosing whoever you're voting for and why you're not choosing the other candidates. So I'll be starting with General Sugar. General Sugar, please tell us why you're voting and who you're voting for.
Okay, basically, because of what I do, I would really just want to give an analysis of these three candidates before we jump into saying who I want to vote, because I can't just tell you who I want to vote like that. Yeah. So let's look at the contenders in these elections. Mm-hmm. We have Konkwaso from Kano State. We have Tinubu from Lagos. Then we have Peter Obi. We also have Atiku Abubakar, who is from the northeastern part of Nigeria. Now, some people would argue that the northeastern part of Nigeria has never produced a president, so it's their turn to produce a president, right? And for those of you who are, or for those of you who have been part of this whole movement, you would, or part of Nigeria, not movement, you'll notice that one of the candidates said, Emi Lokan, that Nigeria is a turn by turn thing, right? And one of the candidates also is someone who feels what the APC, the PDP is doing is not right. So he fell off. That is Kwankwaso. But let's also look at the place of equity and fairness in the country, right? If you want me to vote for Kwankwaso, who just finished the 8 years, is Buhari, is from the northwest of the country. Kwankwaso is also from the northwest. So are we saying it's only people from the northwest that are saddled with the responsibility of ruling Nigeria? If we're truly together, that's by the way, right? Is Kwankwaso a good leader? As a matter of fact, he's a grassroots leader. He has a lot of people. He has a lot of followers. He is a good leader. That's where I'm going to leave that. Let's go down to Tinubu. That's Ashwaji of Lagos. I hear a lot of people say, he built Lagos, he built Lagos, he built Lagos. The question is, before he became governor, was Lagos an island? Good. Or was Lagos a desert?
Yes, that's something.
So, now, or monkeys were just jumping around and all that. He met something. But of course, you can't take away the fact that he also contributed in adding to the development of Lagos State. Other people have added. Other people will still add, even after he's long gone. Now, I'm giving this analysis because let's look at him. I don't know what is wrong with him or what's happening from some of the things I've seen, which some of his atiman or strong men have come out to say, oh, these videos were doctored and all that. So I don't know what doctors or who nurses a video that is like that. We've seen a lot of things that are, oh, someone said pharmacist. Maybe a pharmacist is prescribing something somewhere. We've heard a lot of accusations about him. We've seen them on social media and all that. But some things are evident, right? It is on public space or in public space that this man has lost touch with certain realities. He forgets certain things and all that, right? Now, let's leave that. I do not have a problem when you talk of someone who has built a lot of followers or a lot of great men. You can't take that away from the life of Ashwaji. But the question here is he capable of ruling this country as it is?
Good question. Very good question. I think that's a question we should ask Nigerians.
Yes. We've seen normal people go into that place and come out abnormal.
Yes.
So, talk more of someone who is not strong like that. But then, let's also look at another candidate. I don't have a problem with Nigeria is not turn by turn thing.
No.
But if we're talking about equity and fairness, let's stay on that. Justice, equity and fairness. Let's stand on that, right? But in Nigeria, we have a lot of people with different religions. The two major religions in Nigeria are Christians and Muslims.
Yes.
So they are Christians and Muslims. If you want to be fair, are you saying in the entire Nigeria there is no Christian that is worthy of becoming the vice president? You're invariably silencing an entire religion. You're rendering them voiceless.
Which has not been the norm over the years.
Some people would argue that there was a time that they did Muslim tickets in Nigeria and all that. But is what was obtainable in that time, is it still obtainable now? That's a question that I all want us to answer. Another thing we should also look at is the dynamic. Nigeria has been divided across religious lines, ethnic whatsoever you can, tribalism and everything is all over the place. And then we're trying to find a solution to this problem. And then you're trying to bring up more problems, right? Like I said, Ashiwaju has done well for a lot of people. You can stand and point leaders he has built, like credible leaders. Yeah. He has empowered a lot of people. That's the definition of a leader, right? Some people will tell you that Ashiwaju should have been from the position of a godfather. He should just stay there. Now, let's also move to the next person. Who is Atiku? Atiku, some people would say he's a lesser evil. Yes, I use the word, some people would say he's a lesser evil. Because he didn't just do religious exclusion. He just did party or, yes, regional exclusion. That means they are refusing. Both the party chairman and the presidential candidate are from the north. Which their party constitution states that if someone is from the north and he's the presidential candidate, the party chairman should come from the south. All right, so that there will be balance and all that.
Yeah.
So that's one of the problems. Another problem again is some people will tell you that Atiku is old. Some people will tell you that Atiku is corrupt. He would sell off Nigeria and use the proceeds for him and his goons and all that. Now, these are people with proven track records that we've seen that they've done things and then we've moved beyond that point. But the big question here is this. What do you want as a Nigerian? Do you want a system that would work or you want a system that would not work? It's not just about the leader, but the people who are around the same leader. Would it be business as usual? Would it be business as usual? Now, let's go back because I'm not the only speaker here. Let's go back to Peter Obi. Peter Obi was a governor.
Yes.
During his time, you can't rule out his track records.
No.
He did a lot of things, left 75 billion naira, or what was that amount? Yeah, in the account, did a lot of things. You know, he worked as a governor. He's a businessman. He has, from his manifesto, from what he has said so far, he has Nigeria at heart,
yes.
Right? And then when you look at his own, he is also balanced, just like PDP is. He's a Christian and he picked a credible Muslim to join him. There was a time that there were rumors that both NNPP and Labour were going to have a merger, but Kwankwaso said he was not interested.
Yeah.
That he's not going to second to Peter Obi. So you see, I don't fault him. As a matter of fact, he's a man. I love the fact that he made that decision. So when someone makes that decision in the future, don't have any problem with it. Don't. Because when he says he cannot become a second-class citizen to anybody and someone says somewhere that he's not going to be a second-class citizen to anybody, you should not have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Peter Obi was an internet sensation.
Yeah, or he is.
No, we can't say he is now. We've gone beyond that point.
Okay.
He was an internet sensation.
Okay.
But that internet sensation has become a reality that he is now, the difference is this. He is now a national sensation that has given Nigeria an option,
okay.
Not business as usual, right? When I'm careful using the word hope, Atiku gives people hope in their own different way. Tinubu gives people hope in their own different way. Peter Obi gives people hope in his own different way.
Yes.
But the one, Sowore, of course, Sowore, I've even forgotten about that person. Sowore also gives people hope.
Thank you.
Kwankwaso also gives people hope in his own way. But the truth is, let the man with the biggest hope win. Now, I would want a man that would change the narrative for me. I would want a man that would not just come and promise and it would be business as usual. For some of the things that have happened, President Muhammadu Buhari, in some of the things, it seems like when he just makes a decision, it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. It doesn't change anything.
Not for the people.
He's not. So, he doesn't, it's right? Fine. There are certain times that you would have to make policies like that. But in honesty, right, we're supposed to have a structure.
Yes.
Now, do I still want to continue in this lawlessness? When I say lawlessness, how would the 001 in a country say there should be? As a matter of fact, there were times that Asiwaju said certain things that were hurting the platform on which he's contesting upon. El-Rufai is openly flouting an order from the federal government. Is that not
treason?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ganduje, the governor of Kano State, also did the same. As a matter of fact, they took these people. They took the press, the federal government to court. Now, I just want to draw the attention of Nigerians to something. Before, I've already told you who I'm going to vote for.
Yes.
Because if you do the analysis, I have every right to vote for who I want to vote for as a Nigerian. Yeah. But when you do this analysis, these people you are seeing, they've done this thing. What happens? No one is saying anything. No one has asked them. But I want to draw the attention of Nigerians to something. They have few months to leave the office.
Yes.
The worst or the highest that some of them will get is that's the senatorial position, which I don't think some of them are even contesting.
No.
I've not seen Ganduje's poster anywhere.
No.
I've not seen El-Rufai's poster anywhere else.
No.
So when these people leave office, and if it happens that APC do not win elections, because he said clearly that when they win elections, they are going to throw away this policy and continue to use the old money. If he doesn't win elections, some of them had threatened banks to revoke their licenses and all that. You see, when these banks withdraw from your state, you are still going to be the one in trouble. You will have a lot of issues to deal with. Just try it. Let these banks shut down. Maybe they don't know the importance of these banks or what they do. Even them will have to go to other states. They will have to deal with monsters they've created on the way.
Yeah.
To other states.
Yeah.
Now, the question I want to ask Nigerians is, are you willing to risk it, most especially in these states, Lagos, Kaduna,
Kano,
are you willing, even Kogi, because the Ayabello is also included.
Really?
Yes, he's included. So now, if these people leave office and they don't win at national level, what happens to the money you are asking to be recirculated that have been rejected by the federal government?
Who suffers?
The highest they can be is, I'll be a senator. Can a senator collect your money and change it for you?
Yeah.
The funny enough, in Nigeria, they have a way of solving and sorting themselves out.
Yes.
But you, the common man, will be the one on the street. So think for yourself. With this viewpoint of mine, I believe I've said what I'm supposed to say. And then somebody got married. He made a podcast.
Yes.
The last time, and now he came back, he's married. Don't expect like that from you.
Thank you very much, General Sugar. I mean, listeners, this is very, very educative. I mean, he burnt the plantain. He roasted it. Like, if you did not understand anything, then you need to go back to school and ask your teacher for some change, because he was really explanatory and everything. And thank you so much for giving us more light about what is happening in our very own country. Now, I want to hear from another aspect. I want to hear from a female side. Now, I want to understand, why are you voting for whoever you're voting for? I really want to understand from a lady's side. We've been hearing from men, and usually it's men that always talk about these things. You know, they just feel. But this time around, women are not joking. The women are tying their wrapper and putting their children at their back, and they are going to vote. Like, people are not ready to go through what we went through for the past 8 years. Like, this party, or would I say this regime, has shown us Atarodo Pepe mixed with Miango and, you know, Cameroon pepper with stoned or father rice, and people's liver are damaged. They are tired. They have shown us Shege. They have shown
Shege Banza.
And we are tired. So I need people to understand the reason why you need to go out there and vote. And the funny thing is, just before I give the next person, a lot of people are going to say, we're going to vote on that day. They're going to stay inside. Then they're going to be praying that their spiritual votes will reach the ballot box.
Yeah.
So I just want to know what's going to be going, what's going to be happening on that day. So I'm going to be asking my lady here on my side, why are you voting for who you're voting for? And how are you coping with the whole Nigerian situation right now?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Well, Sugar has actually given us like a wonderful, as in, I said it all. Like, I don't even know where to come in now. But I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm voting for Peter Obi.
Nah.
So... Okay, so, and the question here is, why Peter Obi? I mean, let's look, okay, as Shuya said a lot, but let's work with, like, the corruption aspect. Are we not tired of the corruption in Nigeria? That there is a lot going on. As he said, at the end of the day, we, the masses, are the receiving end. Like, the leaders know how to sort out themselves. I know they even meet somewhere, like, we see them fighting all over social media, but at the end of the day...
No, you see them at weddings. Like,
yes.
Yes. Wedding was Atiku that gave his daughter.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's amazing.
And he's, my dear, and you're here fighting over them, like, killing yourselves, and they are over there chilling, and, like, I mean, come on, we have to look out for ourselves at this point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, looking at the other candidates, they are good. They have done their parts. I mean, people even say it's their turn and all that. But we have to work with, I mean, come on. Let me not. Okay. let's just say, like, if you are to choose among the three of them, like, with their past records and all. Okay. I saw, was it a Twitter post one day? Someone was like, how many months ago, 9 months ago, Peter Obi said he never collected a dime from the government. Like, anybody that has a counter opinion should come out. And up till now,
we are waiting.
Like, imagine, okay, I think an anonymous blog gave a post about Tinubu, about his, like, past and present and all that, even about Atiku and all that. But she couldn't find anything on him. I don't know who is that. Couldn't dig up anything on Peter Obi. Why? Like, I mean, are we not tired of, like, the status quo? Like, are we going to keep recycling the same people over and over again? Then we'll work with his governance in Anambra State. During his time in Anambra State, Anambra State was, like, doing excellently well. His focus was mainly education, security, and a lot of other things. And education in Anambra peaked then. I think they went from what position to sixth position in the country. And that was, like, outstanding. And up to now, he even mentioned in a recent interview that he still goes around to schools, like, to make donations.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, but people want to, you know, be giving money to vote. Come on. Like, and people will tell you he's stingy, he's frugal. Really. That if Peter Obi enters, they will suffer. So, are you not suffering now? Like, are you enjoying the current situation in the country? Like, the country is on a standstill.
Yeah, sorry to cut you short. What is the definition of suffering as Nigerians? I feel like their definition is their inability
to accept
corruption.
Yes, to be corrupt.
Yes.
You understand? That's their definition of suffer.
Access to money.
Yes. Or finding, like, devious ways, like, you understand, of making money. That's the idea of we are going to suffer. Not that they are going to suffer. I mean, if the economy is improved, now you're not going to improve as well. So, I mean, there are a lot of questions that we are supposed to ask ourselves and we are supposed to answer it ourselves. Like, I mean, Tinubu comes on TV and makes a mess of a lot of things. And he doesn't even see the need to apologize. It's none of his business. Like, you go and do your gang, kill yourself. I don't care. I'm going to, if you tell you after everything, I'll still be the president. Like, you can imagine the guts. But God is a loving God.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to pass through this for the next 8 years. Because we know how these things work. If somebody enters there for the next 4 years, they won't want to leave. They will want to hold on to power for another 4 years. So we can't do this for another 8 years. I mean, calculate the age you are at right now and add 8 years.
You don't need that.
Let's tell ourselves the truth. I don't even know why we are having, like, sometimes when I see people, I know people are entitled to their choice, but when I see people, like, actually strongly I'm like, wow, like, you have, like, you are finding it difficult to make a choice. Like, really, like, how difficult is that choice? Like, I see people who I feel should be learned, people I feel should be enlightened. They are telling you a Milokan. I'm like, it gives you an idea of how their mind works. At the end of the day, you now be like, maybe this person no get sense, as I think saying get sense. So, you know, like, it opens your eyes to a lot. So I mean, I don't need to say so much. Like, I mean, only that post alone where he said if he has never collected and nobody could counter it. Like, imagine who can come out with his, like, full chest. and make that kind of claim. I'm like, I've not collected a dime, and we don't see receipts flying everywhere in this internet age. But nobody has been able to, you know, come up with anything that opposes that or says, okay, no, at social time. I mean, so is that not what we need? Don't we need to move forward? I mean, it's not just that. I mean, he's very articulate, he's intelligent, and he's a businessman. So imagine this, how the economy of this country is going to look like in the next maybe 2 to 3 years. It's not going to be an easy road because the country has double. But we know that it's slow steps, like kada kada, small small, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a JJ thing. But we have to, like, you know, he needs our support as well. But Nigerians, I mean, everybody's corrupt, let's say. Like, we need to work on ourselves as well if we are to make this country work. I still believe in Nigeria. I still believe something is going to. But this next election, I mean, everybody should shine their eyes. Do the right thing, I beg. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lady Kelsey. That was very, like, she said something at the end. We need to help ourselves. Like, we need to better ourselves as human beings. You know, we all want to push the blame to the politicians, the governance, and everything. But then my next question is, how are we dealing with the evil we create our own selves? Yesterday on Instagram, I saw a video of a guy. He was so pissed off. You need to see this guy. He's good looking, like he dressed well with his bag. And he went to get money and he's like, he needs 10,000. They're like, yes, sir, your charges is 4,000. He's like, what? He was upset. It was not a joke. How will I collect 10,000 naira? That's the only money in my account. Then I'm supposed to give you 4,000 and walk away with 6,000 naira. Hmm. The people are wicked to themselves. 60%. You know, we keep saying we want change. We want change. But I asked this question and I've asked it on my podcast. Are we really ready for that change? That is why some people are still contemplating voting Peter Obi, because they're not ready for that change, especially in Nigeria. Right now, with the new Naira policy and the money moving and everything, it's going to help us on the long run. But we're just seeing it for the now and seeing the struggles that we're going through right now. And it's like, no, I can't deal. You know, you can't. You're not ready to go through this. You understand? It feels like we're dying. And we see a lot of wrongs going on. People are destroying banks. You know, somebody wrote recently, and I think it was Kubiat. He said, the funny thing is the people that are destroying this bank don't have money in that bank. Mm. Because if you really have money and you have sense, why would you destroy it? Those bankers, how much do you think they have that they will hold your money? So I want to ask you, you know, the wickedness going on, POS people are now the biggest boys. Market people are another ballers. They've been balling since. Fuel scarcity. We are not seeing all those things. If you look at all these things, it will want you to, you would want a better Nigeria. And then, you know, the change starts from the top down to the people. And if we have a bad governance again, there's no point struggling. We're all going to, very soon, you go and withdraw 10,000 and they tell you, okay, take 1,000. 9,000 is my charges. And then you have no choice but to walk away because you need liquid cash. Because many people now are rejecting transfer because banks are having network issues. You understand? And then the full scarcity. You can't move anywhere. You can't do business. You can't transport yourself to the next place. Your children are stuck at home because they can't go to school. And because you don't even have money to even pay for commercial movements. You understand? Transportation. So I want to ask you, Kubiat, what's your take on this? Like, I need to enlighten the people on all these things. And how, why and how they all need to step up and make the right decision for themselves for the next 8 years. Thank you.
I thank you very much. Coming down to the system in Nigeria, you would realize that Nigeria is corrupt. In fact, it is difficult to do the right thing in Nigeria. You will be seen as an enemy.
Standing alone.
It makes it difficult. And the truth is that this corruption begins from the leadership. And once it's like that, you know, the man at the top is favoring his cabal, and their cabal are favoring their followers. Every other person just wants to breathe. Yeah. So you have to play to their tune if you will survive. Mm-hmm. And to the man who does not know anybody, it just comes down to suffering upon suffering upon suffering. Whereas, can the system work?
Yes.
It is obvious the system can work. But are we ready to make the necessary sacrifices that will take us to that place where the system is working? Ask yourself, why are Nigerians leaving Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that the working condition out there is far better? No. It's difficult. You work so hard and you earn probably so little. But what you earn is working for you. And when you spend your money, you spend it on the right things. And you don't have to go through bottlenecks and corruption in order to enjoy your money. That's why people are leaving the country. Back here, it will begin with leadership. And that will take me back to your question of why Peter Obi. And I'm going to say this. I've been around for over 3 decades. I've seen elections. I have never gone near a polling unit.
Mm.
I have never been interested.
We are in the same party.
I have not shown any interest. Why? Is it because I hate Nigeria? No. But I never saw an idea I could stand with. And that is what I see in Peter Obi. Come on, from the inception, right from in the democracy, when we started democracy from Obasanjo, it's the same campaign promises, the same ideas. I will build roads, I will do this. And I mean, just in 2015, someone came on board and said, I'll make ₦1, ₦1. I will make fuel, how many? 65 naira per liter. And so many ridiculous promises that I don't know how we bought into all that. But sit down to think about it. Making ₦1, ₹1, is it like just going to write it on the wall and then everybody will know it and it will happen? There is a lot of things that need to be changed that would automatically take us to that place. But he never spoke of that because he does not even know what is needed to arrive at that point. And that is why you see he got into office and he was confused. For 4 years, we did not see anything done. Another four years passing, nothing.
A terrible
chemo. It's as if we were walking backwards instead of forward.
It's not as if.
That's what backwards. We're not moving forward.
Just look at our economy right now.
It's nothing. Nothing. The dollar that he said he will strengthen got worse and worse and worse. And it's still getting worse.
Well,
the fuel we are producing, an oil producing nation, we don't even have fuel to drive our cars. NNPC was going to buy fuel from Total to power their gen before they could sell fuel.
Problem.
In an oil producing nation. Who did this to us? We produce oil, we export it, and then we import it back as well.
Ridiculous.
We buy it at a higher price, our own product. So think of all the money we spent on subsidy on refining oil abroad. Can you not give us a refinery? Now, nobody has been talking about all this. And he came back to campaign again. And all we've been hearing are the same old stories, apart from one person.
Who's giving us?
Who gave us statistics, figures? He told us the problem of the South. He told us the problem of the North. He told us what needs to be tweaked for the necessary changes to happen. He told us step by step what needs to be done. And for once, when you listen to him, there is a glimmer of hope. Even if people will say you don't know the heart of man, but at least who else has told us these things? He has given us a workable plan.
Yeah.
He told us, when you go to the Northwest, he told us what is happening in the mining industry. People are coming in to Nigeria with choppers to lift gold and solid minerals and are leaving. The Nigerians are not even seeing it. The banditry that people are suffering is just a cover for people to come in here and carry the minerals and gold. They are foreigners. And people are benefiting. You go to the Northeast, NGOs are there, international organizations are pumping money into that place. People are cashing out. And that's why it keeps getting worse. Go to the South. Oil, we all know the story of our crude oil.
Yes.
People are cashing out of these problems that the poor masses are facing. And he came on and he told us what he would do to change these things. Imagine, this guy changed the playing field. He said, he made a comment about oil theft. And within 1 week, they caught a container in the shores of Libya, leaving Nigeria, with oil, unregistered. Somebody's campaign is already catching oil thieves. He has not even gotten into power. Is that not an idea we should follow? Now, the other people are coming with so much morale, so much confidence.
What would you do? He has not told us anything. The only thing he knows is that it's his turn. Why is it your turn? What did you do to deserve a turn?
He has been a godfather.
He has been a godfather. And that is enough.
The one that put in it,
that even if he's, somebody is falling. I saw a video where he was riding in a motorcade and people were literally behind him, holding him. He could not stand on his own. And one of his people were videoing. And we saw it. Somebody who whose mind can no longer hold sentences.
No longer
he can.
Coherent.
He's not
at some
coherent.
Point he's coherent. Some he's not.
I mean.
National anthem, you're raising your
so hand. How do you hand over an entire country? It's like saying we want to reward you for all your labor,
yes.
And what we want to reward you with is the is the whole destiny of 220 million people. Now, so why Peter Obi? Peter Obi is an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone said, it's an idea whose time has come.
Yeah.
We were looking for this glimmer of hope. For once, I have seen a reason to go out there, stress myself. If I'll be the only person, I will waste down my vote on this good idea. I believe that this is the hope that we need.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be easy to change the system from the top, but it is a good direction. It's a good starting point. Nigeria needs to move away from all the consumption we have been doing to production, like the man said.
Nice.
Other countries have done it. We've seen China do it.
Yes.
We've seen Malaysia do it. We have seen Indonesia do it. They've come from Ghana. Ghana. Do you know how many industries are moving from
Nigeria
to Ghana? I mean, they are doing it. So why not Nigeria? Why can't we think in this direction? I believe Peter Obi is that man that will steer us in the right direction.
Thank you so much, Kubia. Thank you so much. Like, I'm so happy today having these brilliant minds with me on my podcast, because a lot of young people need to listen to this and learn why their vote is important. I'm not saying that Tinubu is a terrible man. I'm not saying Atiku is a terrible man. I'm not saying Sowore is a terrible person. They're all good people in their own way. But then when we sit down and it comes down to listening to what we want as people, for once in Nigeria, everybody's voice is moving into one direction. Both from markets, the streets, everywhere, every single sector, educational system, everywhere, down to the churches.
Yeah.
Are moving in one even direction. Even some mugs are moving in that direction.
It's a mass movement.
And we're not doing this because of religion or whatnot. We're doing it for the betterment of the country, of the people. Nigeria is a great nation, and we deserve better. We do deserve better as a people. We don't deserve to be managing or laughing at our problem. You know, somebody said Nigeria is a unique country because we always laugh at, we always find comedy out of our problems. But for once, we're not laughing. You know, we're tired of laughing. We're now ready to work. We're ready to push ourselves and make Nigeria a better country. Now, I'm going to be asking the next person, Mr. Grant, from the educational sector, and I want you to look at it. How has been the educational system since this regime? We had the past 8 years, and then we had strike for... This is the longest ASUU strike we've ever had. The longest ASUU strike we've ever had. And I'm telling you this, students were not even willing to go back to school.
Exactly. My students,
were not willing to go back to school because you go back to school, the lecturers are not even being paid well enough. So from the educational point, I need you to give us some light on the struggles and why we need to go out there and vote and make things better.
Thank you very much. Good day, everyone. Based on the question you asked, what I have to say about the educational sector, for me, it's nothing to write home about. You even get to school, the people that are supposed to teach you, the lecturers, you know better than them. Some of them just copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them can't even teach you what you need. At the end of the day, you feel your tuition fee is a waste of money. When it comes to education in Nigeria, it's nothing to write home about. By training and default, I'm a policy analyst. One other point to prove that is the rate at which people move outside Nigeria to school abroad, because if the educational system is good here, they will stay back because it's cheap here. So for me, it's nothing to write home about. Coming back to the main question, which is why Peter Obi. We have three men in this race, and which of them you vote determines the atmosphere you will find yourself in the next 8 years. For one, if given the chance to be the president, Nigeria is going to be a business ground, and it's going to be a business environment that will favor only the elites. The rich keep getting richer, while the poor keeps getting poorer. For the other, he's someone that comes up and talks to us of Dutch courage, someone that gets overdosed on some illicit drugs and talks to us incoherently. And for him, the only thing I've heard him say is that it is his turn. And then no matter how much you've done, no matter how well you did during your own regime, if you want a reward, you could go back to your village or community and get a chieftaincy title. Mm-hmm. We cannot use the whole of Nigeria to compensate you for what you've done. And from all his speeches, he keeps making a mockery of himself. And I don't think that's the kind of person who will be confident and proud to call our president. For the other, not just because when I say this, people will say because he's from your side and that. Let me pause to say this. I can never tell you anything bad about Musa Yar'Adua. May he still rest in peace. As bad as they said Abacha was, I don't have anything against Abacha. In fact, there are some men that if they come out from my state, I will still vote Atiku instead of voting them. Yeah. But why P2B? P2B is someone whose agenda, policy, framework has resonated with youth and the old, the millennials and the old. And he's someone who has the heart of Nigeria at heart, be you a Muslim, be you a Buddhist, be you a free thinker or a Christian. He's coming with a generic plan. He's coming with a template that will fit Nigeria. He's coming with a template in which every aspect of Nigeria that needs to be rejected, that needs to be rejuvenated, to be brought back to life, is inclusive in it. He's going to be a president for all and not a president for just the Igbos or a president for his own personal profit. Most of these people, whoever wins, at the end of the day, they won't go door to door doing favors for us. But then we need somebody that understands policy, someone that will stabilize Naira, someone that will stabilize fuel, someone that will ensure security of this nation so that the common man can go about his businesses without fear, so that the common man who relies on fuel can be able to afford fuel to run his or her business. For some other person, when voted, from what they say, the whole Nigeria could become a shanty town. Yeah, and for me, a lot of people get into their feelings. And at the end of the day, like someone said, whoever you vote, at the end of the day, whoever loses amongst them can never be poor. So when you're voting, you're not voting for P2B, you're not voting for Tinubu, you're not voting for Atiku, you are voting for yourself.
Yeah.
You understand? And the reason why we should vote is that when you're a registered voter and you do not vote, what happens to the accredited voters that did not vote? That could also create a platform and medium for votes to be bought. So I encourage everybody to go out and vote on that day. And when you're voting, don't vote based on sentiment. Don't vote based on religion. Vote logic. Vote democracy, vote intelligence, and vote who you know that can be able to change the situation of this country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Grant. I am so happy. Thank you very much. And our last guest, he just popped in. He wasn't around earlier, but he's going to be telling us why. This person, before I introduce him, he's already an adamant person for Peter Obi. He's not changing who he is. He's not even going to go around the bush. He's like, I'm voting Peter Obi, and I want to know why. Like, why? Because some people, the truth is, I'm doing this because some people are voting Peter Obi because he's the people's favorite. Like I said earlier, he's everywhere on social media. Some people don't really know Peter Obi even was a governor. Mm-hmm. Some people don't even know Peter Obi is, they don't even know how he looks like.
So I didn't look into him until 2021.
You can imagine. Some people, is just because Peter Obi is the word people are saying, Peter Obi, Peter Obi, Peter Obi. You know, that's how they are moving like zombie. But these things you people are saying, you are educating them on who Peter Obi is and why they should vote for him or why they shouldn't vote for him. So I need him to tell me, because he's a senior fan, a serious fan of the Obedient Gang. So I need him to tell me why he's voting Peter Obi. Mr. Charles.
Thank you very much. First off, I'm not an obedient or whatever those people call themselves. I'm a Nigerian who is interested in change, who is interested in a way out. We are tired of having things, you know, the way they have been, and we want things to take a different direction. Okay, let's flip the question. Why Tinubu? Everybody is silent now. Well, let's look at it. Why Tinubu? Because it's his turn? Because it's his turn? It doesn't even make sense. We are how many million people in this country? And you cannot be telling me that when you are called to defend our country in the international community, you want to call Erufai to answer you a question. You are the head of the house, for goodness sake. You have 3 children, let's say, and then somebody comes to you and say, how are we going to pay Chioma's school fees? Adeze is of age now. She's going to start her menses. How do we get pads for Adeze? Then you said, okay, for Chioma's school fees, you call my dad, my brother in the UK to tell us how we are going to pay Chioma's school fees. Right? He was there when Chioma was born. Thank you very much. For Adeze, you know, Adeze is a woman. So we'll have to call a woman that will tell you how I'm going to provide pad for Adeze. For goodness sake, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. We need somebody that can stand and represent us properly in the international community. People like Obasanjo, people like Goodluck Jonathan that have led this country before, when they find themselves in the international community, people listen to them. They have a say, they have an opinion. You don't just go there and sit down, whatever they say goes. And that's why you find these people up till date, you find them in international committees, because they had relevance when they were there. God help us, our outgoing president, whether you even they will call him for committee of friends for wedding, we don't even know. Because he has not represented us in any way. And you are bringing somebody else to come and stand in his position, to come and stand in his stead. One of the reasons people are fighting against Peter Obi, I was listening to one of his presentations and he said he's going to cut down the cost of governance. See, the kind of joy that filled my heart when I heard that statement. And people are fighting him. A past governor is receiving millions more than for being a former governor. Wow. You were called to serve, for goodness sake. The people you were called to serve, what have they received? Do you know what service is? It's giving something to somebody. The people that you are serving, what have they gained from you being in that office? And you are receiving millions, receiving cars, receiving houses in Abuja, in Lagos, in other places because you have served before. And there is somebody that is saying, the cost of governance is too much. Let's cut it down so that we can channel this money in another direction. And you want to fight that person. Because we are used to living terrible lives. We are used to living, you know, is as Fela will say, suffering and smile. We are used to managing. And you see a way out and you still want to clamor because this man is a Yoruba man. Because he was my father's cousin. Because he was a past military man. Because he has a sugar plantation. Because he's an Igbo man. That's not what we are looking at this point. When we think about the lives of our children, people that are coming after us, my dear, we have suffered the suffer. Just like my friend said, he has been here for over 3 decades. He has seen, right? He has seen the good. He has seen the bad. He has seen the possibilities. And now we are seeing the possibility of a hope, of a change. So I'll tell you why Peter Obi. This is somebody I feel among the three contestants. People keep calling Sowore. This is not non-selection. Right? We are not. It's not Aluta. Right? His time will come, if it will. But this is not the time for him. We need people who are seasoned, who have the interests of this country at heart. You understand me? Who have the interests of this country at heart? Who are morally sound? Who are upright? Sowore might have most of this this thing, but to an extent, he's a very, very rude person, and that's not the kind of person a country needs at this point. Do you understand me? He has some, you know, fingers pointing at him for criminal records or activities against the Nigerian state and all that. And you cannot field somebody like that as the president of this country. So you ask me why Peter Obi, I'll tell you outrightly. Amongst all the candidates we have on ground now, this is the candidate. My father used to say, in the city of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Of all the candidates that are being fielded at this point, I believe Peter Obi is the solution for us, the solution we need if we want to get it right. And it's not just because of who he is or because of his personality, but because of the direction he's pointing Nigerians to, which is the fact that you, as citizens of this country, can have a say in what happens in your country. If we go by statistics or if we go by a level of accountability or whatever you call it, or power or structure, as we usually call it, Peter Obi is a list of them. But what is structure? Is it a building or it's the people? Should the will of the people count? Should their desire matter? This is the first time Nigeria is suffering a problem, is having a problem that cuts across all walks of life. You know, the rich man is complaining about Naira. The poor man is complaining about Naira. And they are beginning to throw, politicians are complaining about Naira. Yes, the tomato seller is complaining about Naira, and now they are beginning to fight the government. Our girlfriends are complaining. Okay, I'm married, sorry. Their girlfriends are complaining about Naira. You know, their girlfriends are complaining about Naira. You know, but the honest truth is that at this point, we are all feeling it. This is the first time that together as a country, you understand me, we are all in the same position. And if this is the solution for Nigeria long term, let us weather this storm. So be it. In the next few weeks, we'll be out of it. The elections would have come and gone, right? If the government wants, they should revert back to the old currency. That will not concern us again. But the point is that we should get it right this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yes. Okay, General Sugar has something to say.
Okay, this is power is very, what's the thing they say about power? Someone helps me. Power corrupts. Absolute power
corrupts absolutely.
So I'm not saying Peter Obi is a saint, right? No. But I'm sounding this as a note of warning to whoever cares to listen. Even if it gets to him, the Peter Obi, he should listen and listen very well. You see, Nigerians are tired of a lot of things. We just want it to work. By the time we realize that the power lies with us, when you gather these people, they are not up to 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Both the president, his aides, his vice president, senators. As a matter of fact, let's leave them 5,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
5,000. So a country of over 2 million people will not be held at ransom by these same people. Mr. Peter Obi, if you hear this, or someone who knows you hears this, if you eventually win this election,
you change,
because there's something that a good man gets into a place and he gets corrupt because of the system. He's not necessarily a bad person. If you change, we'll change him for you.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, anybody, me, I have two options, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the sound this note of warning to all these people, and the third person is not even part of my calculation. But this, if Peter Obi wins and he goes in there, and then we start seeing that is changing to we will change it for you. You see, the thing is, youths have not discovered the power they have.
Yes.
But we just discovered it, and we are willing to use it. If you no do waiting, you talk, say you go do. Now, 4 years, Perry, you come up for that office. We go tell God, after all, the voice of the people is the, except if God tell us, say, Mo, leave you there. If not, oh boy, Anambra abina, no go abina,
on
nature. You did go open store for there. And for anybody who cares to listen, and all these youths that you sit and politicians will come and give you shikini change and all that and all that. If there is truth behind this thing, they should not give you change. They should mentor you to go into these offices and change the narrative. The strength of every nation, it's in its educational background.
Yes.
These same people kept education at bay.
For
8 months. Do you blame them? It is the same when professors make noise, would they value you? When it is the same professors they used to rig election for illiterates, would they value it?
Yes.
They would not value it. So you are now the one that is the illiterate. Yes. Because some of these people that are representing us, some of them, when they even talk, you'll be ashamed. Some of them, the highest level of qualification they have, when you check it, in a country like Nigeria, there was a time they were dragging our president.
Yes.
People were dragging our president because of the issue of certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, but that's not even my problem. He spent his 8 years and it's done. But we're responsible for changing the narrative. They kept students at home for eight months. Are you trying to... Have you ever seen senators going for strike? Because
never.
Of their salaries?
Never.
Duh. Let everybody have sense, though. All this one that you are doing, I don't have a problem with who you want to. If you want to continue to be a slave, it's your responsibility. But don't bring your slave mentality close to me. Keep it very far. But I'm also giving you an advice. When the fire burn, me I'll dey inside swimming pool. And if they say I know they help, now you sabi.
Yeah.
But we should just have a change of Nigeria should work. They say this one is paying salaries. Salaries is not an achievement.
It's not.
Salaries. For someone who doesn't work, for someone who doesn't work with state government, is that an achievement to him? Or someone who is not a civil servant?
You're right.
Is that? It's your right. You worked for it. You worked for it. He's not. Kai. Later, Kai.
Okay. So, okay, Kubi is just going to say something before we close.
Now, just to add to this. It's beyond the talk. Like we saw in Peter Obi, he didn't just talk the talk, he walked the walk.
Yeah.
He went all over Nigeria. His walk rate supersedes that of any other presidential candidate, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He went from markets to schools to business places to from state to state, local government. He walked the walk. It is time for us to also walk the walk. Not just your own vote. Everybody has a sphere of influence. Tell your people. Those ones in the villages that may not have heard, who you are still sending recharge card to, who look up to you, talk to them. Let them understand that there is a possibility in Nigeria for them to also live to their full potentials.
Yeah.
Let them all go out. Everybody you can talk to, it is time for Nigerians to walk the walk. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kubiat. I am so happy. And, you know, just before we go, guys, Nigerians are so brilliant. We know how to sit down and analyze our problem. And we know how to even try to let the next person telling you the problem of Nigeria, that your own is better. We are suffering more than your own suffering. Your suffering is small. But then when it's time for us to do the work, it's like, I better go. Maybe there'll be the time where I can't go vote, they'll come shoot me knife. There'll be the time where I don't go vote, nine they'll come, you didn't give me money, I go chop palm, nothing day. It's so silly. That we don't think about tomorrow. You have lived a long, good life or a long, suffering life. Your children that are coming behind you, what are they supposed to? What are they supposed to come and see? Is this the Nigeria you want your children to come and see? A lot of us, and I'm guilty about it, I desire to leave this country. But then for the first time, I'm like, okay, let's sit down and even work for our own country. You know, I recently saw something, I think, on TikTok, and they said the European countries need Africa to be impoverished for them to keep getting rich. That is what we don't understand. They need Africa to be impoverished because we are so rich, and the minute we know who we are and we get what we want and stand, it's a problem for them. Places like China and the rest, they are benefiting from Nigeria. There are many natural resources and many, many, many things that are so that will empower Nigerians.
They don't need that. So they need us to stay impoverished. They need us to stay at loggerhead with each other. And that is why it's not just, you'll be surprised that the people, one of the greatest people that are funding our political runs are not just Nigerians. They are foreign bodies, because they know the minute we have a structure and the minute we know who we are and stand for what we stand for, who we are, there's a problem. You understand? There's going to be a very big problem for them. They're not going to make that money they're making off us. And an Indian man said, everywhere in Nigeria is money. Everywhere you touch is money. Is it, are we not tired of people doing engineering and then only to be working on that Chinese man that can't speak good English to fix our road? You go to school for 7 years plus ASU, and then you are still working